This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Number one on Karl Marx's 10 planks is the abolition of property in land and application of all rents of land to public purpose. The Antifa BLM autonomous zone known as CHAZ or CHOP was just the beginning.
Autonomous zones have been used as a protest tactic throughout history. More than a century ago, in 1871, the Paris Commune took place in protest of Napoleon's unpopular leadership in France. The people of Free Derry in Northern Ireland also used this method in 1969 when they banded together with demands of ending discrimination against the Irish Catholic community.
Recently in Portland, Oregon, Antifa occupied a house that had fallen behind on its mortgage and had been sold. Antifa argued that the black family would now be homeless and proceeded to occupy the house and the surrounding area, disregarding the fact, in order to protect the narrative, that the family owned a second home.
We reported on Tuesday when Mayor Ted Wheeler called the ordeal an illegal occupation and authorized police to use all lawful means to end it. However, Wheeler said today the city acted as a liaison between the Kenny family and the current property owner to reach an agreement.
This disregard of property rights and the weak politicians and police allowing it to happen has opened the door for a sect known as the Moorish Nationals, who claim to have discovered America before Christopher Columbus.
Lamont Butler, a.k.a. Lamont Maurice L., claimed the mansion for himself. He even provided documents issued by the so-called Moorish National Republic to back it up.
In North Carolina, a couple who identified with the group moved into a multi-million dollar home for sale, holding a quitclaim deed and barricaded themselves inside. Their contentious arrest for trespassing rattled neighbors.
It's pretty bold move to just move in and pretend you're living there.
Outside of Tacoma, Washington, a group known as the Tacoma Housing Now occupied a struggling family-owned travel lodge and refused to pay.
Under the law, the occupation of 16 rooms at this motel in Fife is considered trespassing. Activists with Tacoma Housing Now say the bigger crime would be forcing these people, many of whom have chronic conditions, back on the street.
One single night in freezing temperatures could potentially kill, you know, numerous members that we have living here.
Activists got their first chance to talk face-to-face with the city manager, who says he wants to keep the dialogue going.
We have meetings in the coming days and hours to discuss what can we do to get these folks that are staying here, that have come off the streets, the help they need.
The operator says he may have to shut down and lay off 10 workers, adding that repeated protests in the parking lot have driven away other paying customers.
We want to work within the system if the system wants to work with us, but it has to be in advancing their conditions. And business as usual is not going to cut it.
After the family begged for help from the authorities and saw no other option than to shut down, the police finally busted in on the squatters and hauled them away in zip ties. And as the liberal Northwest burns with the cries of anti-American lunacy, Portland Mayor Ted Wheeler attempts to grow a pair, calling on a depleted police force to fight back after months of caving to the mob's demands.
Lawlessness and anarchy come at great expense and with great risk to the future
of
our community.
That's because they think Biden's in now. Now they're telling
him to push back harder against those who are set on destroying our community and to take more risks in fighting lawlessness.
Legislatures nationwide need to innovate with laws protecting the rights of property owners because America is under attack. John Baum reporting.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's January 4th, 2021. Stay with us.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the new world order, this will end up fully destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen. And InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere's, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading band.video and InfoWars.com and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
You are non-essential. You will own nothing, you will have nothing, and you will submit. The classic maxim of authoritarians is now here. On steroids, in your face, it is the year 2021, January 4th, the calm before the storm.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace. This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth. In his last 48 hours on Earth, he's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he is built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
I just want to say this up front because I don't get a chance to say it enough. It's like that Elvis song, "You Were Always on My Mind." I love you guys so much, all of you. We've come so far together. We've been proven right about world government. We've been proven right about its aim of population annihilation. And to fight together against this evil has been a real honor and a real pleasure, and I intend to live another 100 years, hopefully, another 50 years. With life extension, who knows? But I know this. We put up a hell of a fight so far, and we've only begun to fight, quote, the founder of the U.S. Navy, John Paul Jones. And when I look at the evil and the corruption and the absolute weakness of our enemies, who sold out to Satan, I just thank God every millisecond in my heart, in my soul, in my mind, that because of my parents and because of where I was born and because of the events that happened in my life, that the devil didn't get me and that I'm with Christ. That's really what matters at the end of the day, is where our soul is pointed. Now, we're going into judgment, and things are going to be spectacularly horrible in many ways here on out. Even if we fight back and try to reverse it, that will lessen how bad things get, but it's still a terrible road we're going down. It does go from bad to worse. And I don't say that to demoralize you. I say that so you can get ready and understand the facts of the matter. The secret technologies are at least 50 years advanced what we even know about. I've been able to project through their different propaganda and programming and their own preconditioning predictive programming systems to know about where they're at and what they've been able to do. And the bottom line is this. They've got life extension technology now where they can cure any cancer, where they can regenerate brain cells, where they can basically make it where you never die. Now, you're technically not the same person. You're an augmented fusion of what you were and what's been added to you, and you really do lose your connection to God and your soul in that process, but that is going to be the mark of the beast, is people selling out to the system and selling out their humanity for life extension. And when they have the rise of the new transhuman, super homo sapien sapien, when we criticize that they're using clone body parts, when we criticize that they are giving rise to all sorts of mutations and all sorts of diseases for the rest of us, that will be the ultimate sin, the ultimate crime, is criticizing the beast system that is going to have all these wonders and all this incredible technology for those that sell out to it. But all of it comes with back doors. All of it comes with losing your humanity. All of it comes with the price of spiritual and genetic bondage. Now, I'm not going to talk big picture here today. I just wanted to get this out of the way up front. And then I really wanted to set the table here, because what I'm going to cover was already in John Hopkins' report on big studies in September. In fact, guys, reprint me those studies, please. I forgot to have them in the stack. The article about several studies. That year-to-date, by mid-September, there were about the same amount of deaths in 2020 as there were in 2019. The media came out with snubs and says, well, that's discredited. It doesn't have the last 3 months of the year. And so they pulled the study. Well, I went to the CDC's own website this morning, and the crew did, and because we saw articles going around online saying that we had about the same number as we did last year. And lo and behold, actually, it's just about the exact same number with updated numbers that just came in. Now, how big a deal is that? That the same amount of people died, roughly, in 2019 as died in 2020. I'll show you from the CDC website coming up in the last segment of this hour. But we'll go directly to the CDC website, and we will show you directly from where I am with all the information on screen for you. And Rob, dude, come back here, my friend. You're doing a great job. In the last segment of this hour, help them get all that lined up, help them get all the statistics lined up for them. I know your brother's a great statistician as well. He's been really helping us out. Don't get him in too much trouble, but we'll line it all up for him. We've got a statistician report coming out at the end of the week with a degreed statistician. We're going to show you these numbers, and breaking them down right now, it looks like you're actually going to have less deaths this year, or 2020, than 2019, if you factor out the suicide. Suicide did go up, so we actually had more deaths last year than the year before, but that's mainly suicides. We're crunching all those numbers. We're getting them all codified, but just help them line it all up. I'm going to show them last year, then I'm going to show them 2019, and then we're going to go through on the CDC website and lay it out for them. Thank you, my friend. This is a big deal. This 100% incontrovertibly proves it's a giant fraud. And then I have all the mainstream articles going, why are there suddenly no flu deaths in Europe or in Japan or in Africa or in the United States or in any of the continents? I mean, suddenly the flu's just gone. It must be the mask. Even though that virus is roughly the same size. No, it's pure bull. They're counting all the flu deaths and all the pneumonia deaths as COVID, which they admit they're doing. I mean, it's not even debatable. But all that aside, throw that out because people get lost in statistics. How about the same amount of people died? And if you take out the doubling of suicides, doubled last year. If you take out the doubling of suicides, take out half the suicides, less people died in 2020 died in 2019. I mean, that's a big deal. And I've got all the numbers right here. The suicide numbers, all of it. So I'm going to say it again. Ding dong, the witch is dead. The witch, oh witch, the wicked witch. Ding dong, the wicked witch is dead, if you want it to be. Or is it just one more thing we dribble out and it's lost in translation? So I remember back in September, late September, September 24th, that big two studies came out. John Hopkins reported on it. They didn't retract it for error. They just said, oh, we're retracting it now. We'll come back in the new year with the new numbers. why you can't year to date say from January 1st to September 15th, that's what they counted it, of 2019 to the same date in 2020 and use that number. But okay, fine, the year's over now. We've got the numbers, and it's damning, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it's over. It's over. I personally have to get on an airplane today to go to D.C., or I would demand a meeting with the governor. And I've talked to him before. I'll leave it at that. And as soon as Joe Rogan gets back in town, he's getting stuff. He's a patriot. Notice he came out the last 2 weeks against the lockdowns, against the COVID numbers, and put out like 15 videos that have got over 10 million views. I was looking at it last night. I mean, Joe's pissed now, so great job to have him on our side. He meets with the governor as well, and we're going to make a big deal of this. We need a big governor, like a Texas governor, to come out and say, I was conned, I was wrong, this is a fraud. And then he would be the hero, he would get elected president, you name it, but don't hold your breath. But, I mean, this is unbelievable. But I'm going to shift gears into this, quote, leaked phone call to the president coming up. I love this phone call. It makes me like Trump even more. Stay with us.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil.
We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Transmission. You are the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
On a long, lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
Okay, coming up in the last segment of this hour, I'm going to show you directly from the CDC's website that there were roughly the exact same number of deaths in the United States in the year 2020 there was in 2019. Now, technically, there were 61,000 more deaths last year than there were the year before. But then again, suicide doubled from about 48,000 almost to 100,000. We're going to show you those numbers. And I haven't even counted drug overdoses went up massively. So if you add those two factors in, I have a professional statistician doing this right now. They're just not ready to publish it all yet down to the actual, you know, fine print. But I'm going to give you a prelude to this. Less deaths 2020 from viruses. I'm going to say that again. Less deaths, if you take out suicide and drug overdose in the United States last year than the year before. Whoa! I mean, that is just like incredible. We need Bill Gates to be arrested. We need Fauci to be arrested. These globalists are just the biggest frauds on earth. But the public's already bought into the fraud. And people don't like to admit when they've been scammed. The chains are going on. Wow. Less deaths. When you take out the excess drug overdoses that exploded, some estimates are over 30% increase in drug overdoses. Oh, that's over 70,000 people. We looked it up. And then you take out the doubling in suicide. You take out 50-something thousand. And you're looking at less people dying. Just doing it in the back of an envelope here, it's about like 50,000 less people died in 2020 than died in 2019. If you take out the increase in suicide, not all suicide, the increase in suicide, the increase in drug overdose. Now, there it is. COVID-19 causes suicide rates to double. No, your damn lockdown did. Print me that article, please. See how it works, folks? See how it works? Through a technocracy, they can do anything they want. Now, let me just get back to the other big news here. They have closed one hotel that the Proud Boys like to use in D.C. that also has Harry's Bar under it. None of the other hotels are closed. Porta potties are out. The stage is being built for the event on the 5th. The stage is being built for the event on the 6th. On the elliptical, on the ellipse, like I told you. And Trump speaking exactly when I told you last Friday he would. You notice Sunday, he announced the ellipse. He announced the time exactly as I told you. It's not about me tooting my horn. The enemy already has my phones tapped. No one else would do this. I stepped up and I initiated the whole deal. And you had the Tea Party folks that already had the permits. They didn't have the money. We put forward the money. We got it done. Trump learned of that. We needed an additional $400,000 on top of the hundreds of thousands, and that came through. When Trump does these big events, they have to be paid for. The porta potties, the security, the stages, the jumbotrons, okay? I stepped up. And the reason I explain that to everybody is you need to understand Trump's surrounded, and so you can't just sit at home and think, trust the plan, Trump's going to be fine. And then I know some very prominent people that are great folks that heard, oh, it's going to be a cluster, you know what, and oh, there's not security, oh, there's no porta potties, and oh, the hotels are closed. And I can't tell you, I had family say, I hear the hotels are closed. I heard we can't go to D.C. No, it's official presidential events. It's happening. It's the enemy telling you don't come. And that's why they call it Sunshine Patriots versus Winter Soldiers. I'm a Winter Soldier. And let me tell you, going to D.C. is not being a Winter Soldier. That's a piece of cake. I'm willing to be persecuted. I'm willing to be attacked. I'm willing to do whatever because I understand things are a lot worse on the other side of submission. What did Zapata, the famous Mexican rebel, say? He said it's better to die on your feet than to live on your knees as a slave. But the truth is those that live on their feet end up not being slaves. Living on your feet is the way to go. And I've never backed down to any garbage, and I'm not backing down now. This is easy. I've never felt more alive. I've never felt more empowered. I've never felt closer to God. I love it. And then they go, oh, there might be Antifa there. There's like 200 Antifa. We'll have 3 million people probably. Stop using stuff like that as an excuse. My head of security, great guy. He's been, you know, federal marshal, cop, SWAT team, Marines, Army, Blackwater, whole nine yards, State Department. He's got his buddies hitting him up all over Facebook. Oh, I'm not going because there's no porta potties and no hotels. And it's all these former soldiers are scared to go to D.C. It's disgusting. Get your ass to D.C. Be there. This is historic to show them we don't buy their fraud. It's bigger than Trump. It's bigger than America. It's about the globalists taking over countries with their system. I'll tell you this, though. Oh, this is how they try to spin things in gaslight. Trump, in an hour-long conversation, hour and 4 minutes long, listened to the whole thing this morning. Was out last night, but had to spend time with the family. Didn't watch it. Got to spend time with the family. And Trump lays it all out. They take one little clip where he goes, I just want you to find the 12,000 votes. I just showed you hundreds of thousands of fraudulent votes. Find me the 12,000 or the 11,000. They go, oh, he wants them to find these. He wants to steal the election. Oh, I thought stealing elections didn't exist. But you got to listen to the whole phone call. Of course, they bleep out the name of the lady, Ruby Friedman, who kicks everybody out, says a water main bust, pulls up the black curtains, pulls out the suitcases, looks both directions, and they start feverishly, like chickens with their heads cut off, start running the ballots in over and over again. Because it wasn't enough to have 10 suitcases full of ballots all for Joe Biden. And she had to run them over and over and over again. And she had to do it looking over her frickin' shoulder. And here's the Chi-Com agent, Raffensperger, who literally is a Chi-Com agent, telling Trump, sir, none of that's true. Sir, none of that's true. Sir, there's no video of that. Sir, there's no. Oh, you just did a consent decree with Hillary Clinton's head lawyer outside the legislature to accept all these fake ballots and waive the signatures and waive the checking and waive it all. And you did this, you little monster. And you try to gaslight us, telling us like we've got a 35 IQ. That, by the way, someone with 35 IQ is in a coma, basically. That none of this is happening, sir. That's not true. Sir, that's not true. Sir, and by the way, he's in a legal conversation with his party, with lawyers, and is told this is a legal lawsuit negotiation. And anybody that knows, when you are in a mediation, that is completely sealed. And that little Chi-Com bastard bet on the system again and went and gave this to the press. We're going to come back and play part of it. And then I'm going to drop the mega load bombshell on you with the documents. Does anybody care that less people died? Last year than died the year before? Man, I got to hand it to Bill Gates and these people. They sure as hell have got a lot of chutzpah, man. They got a lot of bravado. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. Infowars.com, the home of the resistance.
The populist movement that elected President Trump 4 years ago re-elected him by an even bigger landslide, rejecting and repudiating and discrediting the globalists. That's why they had to overturn the chessboard. That's why they had to engage in naked election fraud in front of everyone. And as long as we never accept the fraudulent results, as long as we don't let them gaslight us into submission, as long as we point out this is a foreign globalist takeover of our country, and that all the depression and all of the collapse that's coming is because of the New World Order, this will end up full. slowly destroying them in the future if we don't submit. If we submit, they'll normalize the communism, they'll normalize putting us into a depression, they'll normalize breaking up our families, taking our guns. We can't let that happen, and InfoWars is more important than ever. So please, Paul Revere, I salute you for your past actions. Keep spreading Bandot Video and InfoWars.com, and come to the big DC marches on the 5th and 6th of January. I'll see you there. God bless.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money, and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
InfoWars.com. InfoWars.com. The calm before the storm. Washington, D.C. braces for more than 3 million people invading the swamp. That is a big deal. And let me give you the inside baseball on that. Secret Service sources tell InfoWars that travel industry metrics indicate between 2 and 4 million people are beginning to now enter D.C. And I wrote that headline very, very quickly myself this morning right before I went live. Let's rewrite that. Secret Service sources tell InfoWars that the travel industry metrics indicate between 2 and 4 million people are planning to
to attend events in D.C. on the 5th and 6th. Continuing, tune in to the number one pro-human broadcast in the world and spread this link to transcend the censors. Now, let's go ahead and get into it. Let's talk about it. Yesterday, they started running around like they got a fire drill going on. Oh, my gosh, can you believe Trump said, just find me the 11,000 votes out of an hour and four-minute conversation that was supposedly a mediation, that was a legal discussion about lawsuits and what Trump was planning to do, and they knew that before they did the call. And so it's very uncivil because it's a national security issue. It's probably a crime. And Jack Posobiec is reporting that Trump is referring the Secretary of State, Raffensperger, for a national security investigation because the evidence is he's up to his eyeballs in the Chi-Coms, just like the governors. I mean, the Chi-Coms are taking this baby over, folks. The question is, who isn't a Chinese agent, not who is? The globalists set China up for this, green-lit it, gave them unlimited capital from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan. That's what's happening. And so listening to what Trump actually said in this hour-plus-long talk made me like Trump even more. Because there he is fighting hard. There he is laying all this out and saying the American people aren't buying this. Just remember, he's stonewalling because he engaged in the fraud. He's stonewalling because he knows it's all coming out. He's stonewalling because he knows they illegally did these mail-in ballots. The legislature didn't agree to it under law. He knows that they didn't check the signatures. He knows that where they did spot checks, they found all the votes were being taken from Trump and given to Biden. He knows Trump won by probably millions of votes. It's a giant political realignment, a huge awakening. They have to repudiate that and gaslight you to not believe what evidence shows you. Triple the number of black males voting for Trump in polls. Double the number of black females. Double the number of Hispanics. They would have us believe that white males crossed over and voted against Trump. That's right. White males are the ones that elected Biden. Total horse manure. Because remember, all the Trump supporters are white supremacists. And there's nothing worse than a white male. In fact, I have an article here where major federal courts in Virginia are taking down photos and paintings of white judges saying it's racist. I'm not joking. And now they had a prayer. Instead of saying amen, which means so let it be, has nothing to do with men. But because it sounded like that, like Ottoman, they'll call it a woman. Don't call that an Ottoman piece of furniture. Call it a woman. It's, oh, that word's scary, man. So now they said a woman instead of amen. At the congressional event with Nancy Pelosi. Hell, let's just hear the audio first of this. I mean, you can't make this up. Go ahead and roll it.
May the Lord make his face to shine upon us and be gracious unto us. May the Lord lift up the light of his countenance upon us and give us peace. Peace in our families. Peace across this land. And dare I ask, O Lord, peace even in this chamber, now and evermore. We ask it in the name of the monotheistic God, Brahma, and God known by many names, by many different faiths. A man and a woman.
So now Ebonics has made its way into things. Because that sounds like a man. We're not going to have a man around here. It's a woman. This is idiocracy on steroids. But Pelosi in the new House rules says do not say man or woman or boy or girl. Someone might not identify as that. It's hurtful. This is the anti-human mind control. You know, I'm going to do this. I'm going to start the next hour so I have 30 minutes ahead of our guest. Get into the huge COVID-19 bombshell, biggest news of the last 11 months on this subject. It is the biggest. Make no mistake. And I'll continue with the Trump speech and the Trump call where he lays out all the fraud beautifully.
They try to grab victory from the jaws of their defeat as Trump begins the big reveal the next few days of the fraud. It's already been brought out, but now it's all codified. Now they've got specifics, the witnesses, all the affidavits, top scientists, top number crunchers. It's incredible. But speaking of masks, if you're a radio listener, you missed the House chaplain saying that Amen Woman was wearing two masks. Well, why not wear three? Why not wear four? Why not wear five? Why not wear one on top of your head? How about not stand on your head? Well, what did Eric Swalwell do, the Chinese communist agent on record? He came out and said that Trump is a danger to America and the rest of it, and on TV wore a mask. Again, all of it is total theater. All of it is total fraud. They've caught him in hot mics. Democrats like, wear your mask on stage. What? Put it on. Yeah, we'll really scare the hell out of these idiots. That's all this is. And it's up to those of us that are leaders to go to the stores, go to the businesses, and speak out and say no to this. This is such a criminal power grab. Here's Eric Swalwell, the Chi-Com agent, wearing a mask on TV. Here it is.
Congressman, what was your initial reaction when you first heard the audio of the president and Brad Raffensperger?
That's not America, Alicia. That's my initial reaction. As a former prosecutor, I'd say legally it was criminal, morally it was repugnant, and institutionally, as a member of a democratic body, it's corrosive. But more importantly, he's going to be gone in 13 days, but the damage that he has done, the wrecking ball he has taken to our institutions, will not be gone. And I really think it's incumbent upon us in Congress to take an MRI to all the corruption, because you know that this was not the only call. Zelensky call a year and a half ago was not the only call. That he has likely made calls like this to so many people to try and exert corrupt influence.
There he is, cult leader wearing a mask to keep you in fear. And he's wearing a Black Lives Matter mask as well. Oh, they really matter, don't they? The shutdown the UN admits has starved over, now it's over 3 million people to death. 200 million are on the verge, 287 million on the verge of starvation, billions sliding into it. Oh, but he loves the black people. He loves the black people so much it makes him cry at night. We're going to go to break. We're going to come back. I want to thank you all for your support. I want to thank you all for your prayers. You are making all this possible, including the big event on the evening of the 5th in D.C. at Freedom Plaza. Please tell everyone you know to be there, even if you can't be there. And, of course, on the 6th, on the elliptic just south of the White House. This is not America's last stand. This is America rallying to the challenge of the globalists and taking action and letting them know we will not submit to their tyranny. It's a beautiful awakening. It's huge if we make lemonade out of these lemons. Please don't forget, a lot of products that were sold out are back in stock, like Pollen Block, like X2, like Supermel Vitality, and also Natural Defense. And so many others are now back in stock, like Alpha Power at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. That's how we...
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder and director of Front Sight Firearms Training Institute and TrumpsArmy.us. Are you willing to stand with President Trump and the U.S. Armed Forces he commands to help defend the office of the President, the streets of America, and the U.S. Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic? Then go to TrumpsArmy.us and allow me to reward you for your patriotism as only I can. TrumpsArmy.us. We are Trump's citizen patriots. TrumpsArmy.us.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans and nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
MarchToSaveAmerica.com. January 5th, 1 p.m., Freedom Plaza. January 6th, The Ellipse, 9 a.m. to 1. January 6th, 1 p.m., Capitol Building, Northeast Side. I'll be leading that march. And I'm just going to leave it at that. But can you imagine? Jones, he will then lead the march after the president speaks. Okay. So that's what's going on. I don't want to. The enemy's watching, the enemy's listening. Notice there's total radio silence from big stream, mainstream, establishment, globalist Decepticon media about how crazy it is that I'm involved in all this and how they tried to keep Trump away from his real base and the fact that we've radicalized America against the globalists now and the fact there's no turning back for them and there's no turning back for us. What a big story that Jones was instrumental in both these events. And the media knows that and they won't report on it because they're so damn scared. They tried to use me to hurt Trump 4 years ago. It didn't work. It made him more credible with the grassroots. And now they figured it out. There's a lot they haven't figured out, though, that I'm not going to tell them. But let's just say this. They've really screwed up. I can tell you, and this isn't about me bragging, because it's an incredible responsibility. It's very daunting. That at the highest levels of Hollywood, highest levels of culture,
highest levels of sports, highest levels of media, that when people are at dinner or when people are at a bar or when people are playing golf, they talk about InfoWars. They talk about me. And that isn't about, oh, they're talking about me. It's an incredibly dangerous position to be in. But we have hit the zeitgeist of the zeitgeist of the zeitgeist. InfoWars is the most credible, most respected, most supported operation in the world because of God, because of you. Now, I get the attacks, I get the lawsuits, I get the demonization, I get all the psychic, you know, backlash, which is fine. I'm willing to take it. But InfoWars is not Alex Jones. It's all of us together, and it's incredible. But, I mean, folks tell me, big national Fox host, big podcasters, big you name it, they go, man, it's crazy. Everybody loves you now. I mean, just people come over to see me. I go to events. They want to talk about you all day, and there's a big awakening, and wow, what's going to happen next? And that's what I get from Washington. That's what I get from the White House. That's what I get from everybody is folks finally get I wasn't making this stuff up. So that gives us a fighting chance. See, you're a regular person, which is beautiful and wonderful, and I wish I was like you. 9-to-5 job, come home to the kids, go fishing, go eat Mexican food, go get a hamburger, go to church, you know, just be a regular person. But you don't get the feedback I get. You don't know. They're gaslighting you saying America sucks. Nobody wants Trump. Nobody wants guns. Nobody wants Jesus. Nobody wants prosperity. BS, BS. Nobody cares about the babies. Nobody's going to stand up to drag queen story time. All of it's to make you think you're losing when you're not. All the glitz and all the money and all the propaganda and all the globalism is to make you feel overwhelmed. But you're not, because you have God, the God of the universe. So I'm just here to tell you that. I'm here to tell the New World Order that, and they already know it, that their persecution of InfoWars, God works that way like a judo master. They attack, God uses that energy against them, and then redirects it. It's kind of like when Count Dooku fires his energy bolts of black magic at Yoda, and Yoda grabs it and takes it and uses it. And that's exactly what we're doing with the enemy. And it's a beautiful time to be alive. And so as negative as things are, I want you to know, trust the plan. Trust Jesus' plan. Trust God's plan. That's the real cue, is Jesus Christ. Yahweh. Jehovah. Whatever name you want to give it. It's the God of the Bible, the God of life, the God of Genesis, the God I follow. And people say I'm preaching a lot because good and evil's out in the open. And God is our rock. God is our engine. God is our fuel. God is our controller. God is our master. God is our king. God is our deliverer. All right, let's go to Trump. First 5 minutes is very powerful. Here's the phone call with the Chi-Com agent there in Georgia. That they're trying to act like Trump's bad for not wanting to let the Chi-Coms take over and steal our election. Here it is.
Mr. President, everybody is on the line, and just so, this is Mark Meadows, the Chief of Staff, just so we all are aware, on the line is Secretary of State, and two other individuals, Jordan and Mr. Germany, with him. You also have, the attorneys that represent, the President, Kurt and Alex, and Cleta Mitchell, who is not the attorney of record, but has been involved, myself, and then the President. So, Mr. President, I'll turn it over to you.
Okay, thank you very much. Hello, Brett and Ryan and everybody. We appreciate the time and the call. So we've spent a lot of time on this, and if we could just go over some of the numbers, I think it's pretty clear that we won. We won very substantially, Georgia. You even see it by rally size, frankly. We'd be getting 25,000, 30,000 people a rally, and the competition would get less than 100 people, and it never made sense. But we have a number of things. We have at least two or three, anywhere from 250,000 to 300,000 ballots were dropped mysteriously into the rolls. Much of that had to do with Fulton County, which hasn't been checked. We think that if you check the signatures, a real check of the signatures going back in Fulton County, you'll find at least a couple of 100,000 of forged signatures of people with who have been forged, and we are quite sure that's going to happen. Another tremendous number. We're going to have an accurate number over the next 2 days with certified accountants, but an accurate number will be given. But it's in the 50s of thousands, and that's people that went to vote. And they were told they can't vote because they've already been voted for.
That happened to three people in our
office.
They
walk out and complaining, but the number is large. We'll have it for you, but it's much more than the number of 11,779. That's the current margin is only 11,779. Brad, I think you agree with that, right? That's something I think everyone, at least that's a number that everyone agrees on. But that's the difference in the vote.
And pause. Notice Brad the Rat won't even agree to that, even though it's admitted fact. But this is just total cowardly slime. But he did a good job. He may bring down America. Let's continue.
The ballots that we're able to actually will get you a pretty accurate number. You don't need much of a number because the number that in theory I lost by the margin would be 11,779.
The statement's coming up in a minute. They say so evil. Where he goes, so find me the 11,000 whatever votes. That's what he's saying. He's saying, I've got hundreds of thousands here, 20,000 there, 50,000 there. Just find me those, brother. We already know. The statement is we've already... It's a sales tactic. It's true. We already got all this. It's like somebody says, I don't have the money to pay you back. You go, we got three pretty nice cars right there. You got the title to those? You got a Volkswagen. You got a Miata. You got a Land Cruiser. Hell, the 10-year-old Land Cruisers go for like $50,000. You only owe me like 40. Just give me that Land Cruiser right now. That's all you need is just a Land Cruiser. What he's saying is he's got all this stuff. Just get me those damn votes. I just showed you where they did it. Continue.
Mr. President, everybody is on the line. And just
so we can't fast forward it.
Mark Meadows, the chief of staff.
Just you guys restarted it. Just hit pause. Sweet Lord, just hit pause for me. Sweet, sweet Lord. We're going to queue it up to the point it was at, where he's getting into how many votes he needs, the 11,000. We're going to come back, and we're going to play that for everybody. These computers can glitch and hold up, not the crew's fault. Separately, I'm burning the candle at both ends, and I'm not complaining. I'm loving it, Mach 50 with my hair on fire. But we need financial support. Plus, we got products you need. Folks, if you haven't taken true deep earth crystal iodine that is the opposite of the bad halogen fluoride and bromide and chlorine, then you're missing out. It's been sold out for months. X2, the original, between 7,000 and 12,000 foot where they get it. It's incredible. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. 50% off, sold out for months. X3 has the deep earth crystal and two other types that are super high grade, but some people can't absorb the pure deep earth crystal. I think it's like 1% or something, but some folks like the X3 better. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com. And as I said, Pollen Block's back in stock. Prostaguard's back in stock. Alpha Power's back in stock. Supermel Vitality's back in stock. And this baby, everybody should be taking Living Defense, next level probiotic. It's beyond probiotics, what it does, flushing everything out. That's at InfoWarsStore.com. It's also discounted 50% off. InfoWarsStore.com makes this whole operation go. We'll be right back. Stay with us for hour number two.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.